Our scripture reading today is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. For he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God for this word.
Opening. provides joy in unexpected ways, through unexpected means, people, and places. Listen to me, I will say it again. God provides joy in unexpected ways, through unexpected means, people, and places. In 2011, I had what seemed to be a brilliant idea. You know what I mean by brilliant, right? You know, those types of ideas that sound like such a great and brilliant thing to do at the time, but one quickly realizes how much they stepped in it when it comes to the work involved. I am notorious for those kinds of brilliant ideas. And this idea I had certainly was one of the bigger ones I came up with. One day, I was watching the old 1922 silent German film Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror, when it occurred to me that I could single-handedly make a better soundtrack for the film, one that fit the mood, gave it a gothic atmosphere, and upped the creep factor by a gazillion, as if I could do that to a film that was already like 100 on the creep factor level. So I embarked on doing just that. I meticulously began to score note by note an original soundtrack for the film. Let me tell you this, in all honesty, it took forever. And I mean it, forever. By the time April of 2012 came along, I had been appointed as pastor of Harmony Hill United Methodist Church in Stillwater, and the transition process had begun. By July of 2012, I was living in Stillwater among a sea of boxes. To make a long story short, I didn't have the time to work on my project, and I was not really sure I really wanted to continue. It would be another year before I picked it back up again. But by sometime during 2013, I felt the inspiration to finish it. The problem is that it took me another year to actually finish it. By 2014, the soundtrack was complete, and I was thrilled, overjoyed even, with the results of my passionate labor. What seemed like an insurmountable project I initially had regretted taking on became a source of joy for me. We all have an opportunity to experience unexpected joy in our lives. Sometimes God has a way of turning things into unexpected joy through people in our lives, like Elizabeth did for Mary. Elizabeth helped Mary find joy in her challenging situation. Mary's struggle changed to joy with Elizabeth's blessing and welcome. In our gospel reading today, Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Even though Elizabeth's pregnancy was a miracle in and of itself because of her age and history of being unable to bear children, Elizabeth's miracle baby leapt inside her when Mary arrived. For her, this was a witness to being in the presence of an even greater miracle, an indicator that Mary's baby was Lord of all. Remember, though, Elizabeth had no way of knowing about the baby, about Mary's baby, let alone the angelic proclamation given to Mary by Gabriel. After all, she had just arrived and just come face to face with Elizabeth in this moment. She didn't have time to sit down and recount the entire story. It's not like they had the internet and they could email each other, oh, that's old. Facebook each other back and, oh, that's old. Instagram each other back and forth. But at the leaping of her own baby in her womb, she knew. This brought Elizabeth joy. Unexpected and great joy. And Elizabeth's joy transformed Mary's perspective. While Mary may have accepted God's invitation to bear his son, She was human and scared. She was a young teenager who, in the eyes of her parents and society and every religious teaching she had ever learned, she had broken a major taboo. And while she knew she didn't do anything wrong, and that this taboo was actually a miracle from God, and while we know that too, she had come close to possibly losing her own life because of her unexpected expectancy. And of course, there was the unknown. Yeah, it's great for God to promise before it happens, but once you're pregnant, who would this child grow up to be? Who would this child, even survive birth? Mary, did you know? Would this child survive childhood? We take that for given a lot of times nowadays, but it's never a given that any child will survive to grow up to be an adult, let alone what will happen during their adult years. So many unknowns. But it was a transformational moment for Mary to move from her anxiety to celebration and praising God. Hearing Elizabeth's praise, Mary joined in to rejoice, and she declared her praise in song, in a most holy psalm. The only female psalmist in the entire Bible, as far as we know. Joy was revealed in Mary's psalm, that God's promise to Abraham and his descendants was being fulfilled. The promise to care for the lowly, the humble, and hungry. The promise that through Israel, all the world would be blessed with the gift of salvation. Mary's faith, her understanding of Scripture, and her devotion to God were poured out in this moment of rejoicing. Mary sang of God's goodness, God's greatness, God's faithfulness, and God's power. Even though the words of her psalm were different, it's almost as if she was singing, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of power, Lord of might." Friends, the joy we experience from God cannot be kept to ourselves. It must not be kept to ourselves. Mary could not help singing a song of God's mercy and grace to the entire world. And today, over 2,000 years later, we can still celebrate and rejoice with her because of her faithfulness to God. As we have received and are receiving that same mercy and grace that Mary did, we too can connect to the source of Mary's joy and experience it for ourselves. Even in the midst of uncertainty and anxiety, the troubled times of her society and government, Mary found just cause to give God joyful praise. And if you think we have it tough in this world, you should go back to the world she was living in. So we ought to be able to do the same, for our mighty God continues to do great things for us despite our circumstances. In what way can you look for joy in unexpected places in your life? Where can you look for a different, more joyful perspective on your current situation in life? And how can you express the joy you experience from God during this Advent season like Mary? Let me ask those questions again. In what way can you look for joy in unexpected places in your life? Where can you look for a different, more joyful perspective on your current situation in life? And how can you express the joy you experience from God during this Advent season, like Mary did? Through singing a song? Writing a prayer? Reaching out to community? How can we as a church share this unexpected joy with the community? I can tell you that on Friday, this past Friday, we gathered some of us and collected toys, something that Linda's been doing for the last 2 weeks, collected toys and toiletries and food for those in need. That's one way in which we can participate. And God knows, as long as Linda and others are here in this church, there will be ample opportunity for you to connect with us, to reach out to community. How can we as a church share this unexpected joy with the community? Like Elizabeth did, there is so much that we could do. Remember, all she did was experience the joy of God and bless someone else with it. We could do the same thing. Perhaps you are called to volunteer time at Treasures of Hope. Perhaps you're called to sign up to call people, to check in on them during this pandemic. I could certainly use your help with that. Perhaps you are called to make more cards or masks for healthcare workers. Or perhaps you're called to something else. The question is, are we as Christians at First United Methodist Church of Newton ready to grow in sharing joy and blessings with the world like Elizabeth and Mary did? I believe we are. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you and praise you for this challenging and inspiring message. For deep down, we are filled with your joy, and we just need to remember that and dig our roots deeper into that well that you have provided within us. Help us to be once again reminded of the joy that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Remember that joy is not just something that we collect within ourselves, but something that grows with us, within us and overflows out of us into the world around us. Help us to be a people of joyous and faithful service to you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.